this God-inspired message from Shofar Christian Church. We trust that you will enjoy today's message and that it will encourage you to grow deeper in your relationship with Christ our Savior.
So tonight, I'm going to talk about family. But first, before you get an idea of family in your head, I want us to dream a bit. Let's picture the perfect family, especially church family. Now, that's fun. So I want to hear from you 10 characteristics of the perfect church. What would you like to experience or see in a church family? We got one. That's one of the important ones. Pride, trust, unconditional love and acceptance. Ooh, discipline. Sense of humor. Okay, 5 left. Obedience to the Lord. Miracles. Focus. Free food. Okay, and last one. Fellowship. Thank you. Okay. So, I thought of maybe putting it up on the board, but I expected that it may not be completely biblical how a church should look. So, thank you for the braai and the free food and so on. So, we're not going to put it up. But today I want us to look at, let's say that's the perfect characteristics for the perfect church that we want to be part of. Okay. So first off, who is the family? Who is the church? Now, we said it a couple of times, but I really want us to think about it. We're going to look at Acts. What is the characteristics or some of the characteristics of the early church tonight? But what I want us to realize before we go there is we are the family. We are the church. Okay? So if we look at the perfect characteristics of the church is not going to become that. The family is not going to have that characteristics by itself. The organization or grouping aren't going to generate that by itself. The only way a family or a group or a church can have that characteristics is if all of us have that characteristics. So in other words, if we say we want the church to be a church of love, the church won't become a church of love. It will only become a church of love if all of us love, because we are the church, we are the family. Okay, the bride, but I think we're close to it. We're almost there. but I want us, in that context, and through in that content, and through that lens, to look at the family tonight, and to realize we can become that. Will we ever be the perfect family? Be the perfect church? We suck. No, I'm joking. But we won't be the perfect church. We won't be the perfect family because I'm part of it. No, because all of us are part of it. And we aren't going to be perfect until Jesus comes back and we come face to face with him and we are made in his image. Transformed in his image in an instant. Up until then, our family won't be perfect. We won't be perfect. You agree with that? How's that? Cool. So, I want us, or while preparing, God gave me this picture. of a tree. And it's a very simple picture. God just said, we are the church family is like a tree, which means all of us are like trees. And this is still part of the intro. Some families focus a lot on the roots. They just want to go deeper and deeper and deeper and get more knowledge and focus on being strong and deeply rooted. And then you get the trunk part that sticks out of the ground. And then you get the leaves and the branches and the fruit and the flowers. And the part below the ground is really how deep we dig into God. And we're learning of God and we're strengthening ourselves and we pray. And it's very necessary. If you're a massive tree without roots and the wind comes along, you're just going to be blown over. Okay, so you need strong roots. But then, above the ground, it doesn't help. There's this stump standing there with no branches, no leaves, nothing. And that's a tree. You know, I don't know if any of you would love to have that tree in your garden. Or there's not going to be any birds or nothing. It doesn't matter how big its root system is. Can have this massive root system. If it's just a stump and there it is, that will suck a bit. Do you agree? You're very serious tonight. Okay. What is necessary is that we grow branches, that we grow leaves, that we go out and stretch ourselves out. It's not just about us. It's not just about our family going deeper, me and God. It is, and hear me, it's extremely important that I pursue a relationship with God and grow in that. But if I don't grow out, if I don't get branches, if I don't get leaves, if I don't get flowers, if I don't get fruit, I'm not a lot of use to the people around me, to the family. And God is all about family. We're going to look at that. Okay. Still awake. So I want us to look at Acts 42, or Acts 2, 42 to 47. For those who have been in church a while, we're working through Acts. We're going to be in Acts for quite a while still, until God says we must move on. God said we must focus on Acts, and that's exactly what we're doing. So I'm going to read for us. They devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and to fellowship, to the breaking of bread and to prayer. Everyone was filled with awe at the many wonders and signs performed by the apostles. All the believers were together and had everything in common. They sold property and possessions to give to anyone who had need. Every day they continued to meet together in the temple courts. They broke bread in their homes and ate together with glad and sincere hearts, praising God and enjoying the favor of all the people. And the Lord added to their number daily those who are being saved. Now, before we dig into the scripture, I first want to say we played around now with a couple of characteristics of the church. But firstly, who are we as a family? Before we look at Acts and what they look like, who are we? You know, we have a vision that God gave us to reach all nations and generations. And then we have a mission. How are we going to achieve that vision? By leadership development, disciple making, and church planting. Are you excited about that? How's that? That is who we are as a family. And we would love for you to be part of that family if you're not. But that is our goal. That is the stuff we don't compromise over. That is who God said That is our vision and our mission. And then there's certain characteristics of who we are. While pursuing that vision and mission, what do we want people to experience, to see? That is our characteristics. What do we want to look like? And that's these four. I don't know who of you have read it. I just realized I read it a long time ago when I read it again. I'm going to read it quickly for us. The four P's. Power of belief. Power is the inspiration of the Holy Spirit. Profound belief sustains this inspiration and makes for change, growth, and accomplishment. Then purpose to pursue. Purpose is an inheritance everyone has from God. It is a uniquely crafted, person-specific progression of assignments. Finding and engaging, it brings the reward of ultimate affirmation. And here I'm reading upside down. Passion for Jesus. Passion speaks of the love for Jesus. The Father's emphatic, blazing love, and through us, this love lends legitimacy to who we are and what we do. People to serve. People are our core business. To serve them flows naturally from our passion for Jesus. Leadership happens when we commit to serve and grow others. So ideally, it would have been cool if we said those four when I asked. But I also wouldn't have answered that. But I want to encourage us. Go and read this. This is not stuff we just thought about. This is stuff the leadership prayed about when the church was established. And this is what God says He wants us to be. And again, when I say we as a church, it means each and every one of us. We're not going to look like this if me and you and you and you and all of us don't look like this. Do you agree? Okay. And tonight, God don't want to come and condemn us. None of us are there. But He wants to just lay it before us and ask us, do we want to get there? Do we want it? That's where He's taking us. That's where He wants us to be. And while we were praying beforehand, God just said for tonight, I have this sermon prepared and prayed about it a lot and asked God what He wants to say tonight. But in prayer just before the service, God just said, and I must tell you that God loves you. And for some, if you hear that, you're immediately going, yeah, I don't believe that. And God says, it doesn't matter if you believe Him or not. He loves you unconditionally. Maybe you got hurt. Maybe you feel hurt by God. It's never God's intention to hurt you. He does what is best for you, even if you don't think it's best for you. But He loves you unconditionally. Doesn't matter where you are, what you have done, what you are doing, still, He loves you unconditionally. And it's weird, but God says, I must just tell you this, that if even if you don't believe that, just for tonight, for you sitting here, there were about 50 people preparing the space. I was preparing this sermon, asking God, what does He want to tell you tonight, this week? And it's a variety of people that came together today just so that you can sit here tonight. God has used that person's, if it's the band, if it's me, sound, projection, guys setting up chairs, catering, info, hospitality, intercession. There's so many people willing to come and serve you. They don't, Maybe we don't even know you. But because God loves you, because God loves us, we know what God has done for us. And we want to extend that to you. We want to serve you. We want to love you. Even if we don't know you. Because that's what God wants for you. And we want God's will. So I want to just give an open invite. If you are here tonight and you're not part of a family, we are not perfect. If you think you're going to find a perfect family or perfect church, you are wrong. But we would love to get to know you. We would love to spend time with you. Are we going to make mistakes? Mistakes, yes. And for that, I also want to ask forgiveness tonight from church leadership side. I've been in church, I got saved in Chofa Pretoria, in church a bit over 10 years, and I've been in leadership for almost 10 years, somewhere. I can tell you, I made a lot of mistakes. I hurt a lot of people, and it was never my intention. And I want to say sorry for that. If you got hurt in church, and you're struggling to fit into the family, I really just want to say sorry. And as I said, we're not perfect, and we're not going to be perfect. But we would love to walk the road with you. We would love to love you, get to know you. Some people have been offended in church, and maybe you're just here expecting nothing. And don't want to change, don't want God to speak into your life. But God don't care. He still loves you. He still gave His Son, Jesus Christ, to die for you on the cross. No matter what. And I can tell you, I was pretty messed up before I got saved. God saved me. I got a lot of opportunities in this church to get offended. Where pastor couples at one stage ask us, how can you not be offended? I'm not going to go into detail about that and stuff, but the reason why we're not offended is because we know we're also in leadership. And if leadership can make mistakes, the mistakes I made, it's a miracle some of the people are still serving God. And it's really by God's grace. That's all. So I want to say tonight, as one of the leaders, we would never want to hurt you. We would love to walk with you, to love you. Give us that opportunity. And ask God, if you're not part of the family yet, if this is your family. If you're just visiting and you're going to another church, they're also not going to be perfect. But be where God wants you to be. If it's here or there, be there. Okay. Back to the sermon. Always interesting if you pray beforehand, God, whatever you want, come and do it. Okay. So we are busy with X. That first sentence, they sold property and possessions to give to anyone who had need. That'll be cool, right? Just imagine we can do that. So I want to encourage you, I'm not saying sell everything you have, but I want to encourage you, look to the person to your left, look to the person to your right. That didn't work. Look to the person to your left. Isaiah, look to the person to your right. Okay. You are the family to that person. You are the church to that person. If that person experienced love, I'm looking at a lot of faces that I don't even know. But the person next to you in small group, or that's studying with you, or invited you, he's the family in the church, or she's the family in the church. I want to encourage you, if we look at these characteristics, say to God, you're willing. God, I want to be that. I want to have that characteristics. So look where there's need. And if you have to eat bread for 2 weeks, and that's all you eat because you're helping somebody else, then do it. Every day they continue to meet together in the temple courts. That's what I like. It would freak my wife out if we have people every day at our house. We agreed that one day we won't have people on Tuesdays. So you're not welcome on Tuesdays. Okay. But the rest of the time we're trying that. But just imagine how church would look like. How we would look like. Maybe you're alone. Maybe you don't have friends. Maybe you're not slotted in. Maybe you feel this is not a family. Just imagine if you start looking for opportunities to spend time with people sitting to your left and right. Just imagine how they would feel, how different church would look, how different our family would be, because you would give a lot of love if you spend a lot of time with people. If you sacrifice of your own time to be with people. And that's exactly what they did. They broke bread in their homes and ate together with glad and sincere hearts, praising God and enjoying the favor of all the people. That sounds like it. Eat together. Invite people over. And they were glad and sincere hearts. So I don't want to tell you tonight, do this. This is not, you must do this. This is, the only thing I want from tonight is that we say, God, we are willing. Whatever you want us to be, we want to be that. Whatever is your will, we want to do that. So tonight, just ask, God, I don't have a clue how to do that. But I'm willing. Use me. Show me how. Okay, and God is faithful. The Holy Spirit is faithful. And the Lord added to their number daily those who were being saved. God is big. God can do anything as what He wants. He's all powerful. He's the only one that can save. What's amazing for me is God added to them daily. Just imagine if we are church, a family, like we described already. If we get together, we love people, we share what we have with them. We tell them about God. We share everything, our stories, our testimonies with people. How many people would not see God? How many more people would hear about God if we do that? You know? People at your work or whatever. When last were they at your house? I work for the church. So, Tian stays behind me in the flat on our property, so I see him at least a lot. So I do this a lot. Okay. Can we go back one, please? Okay, so this is actually verse 42. They devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and fellowship, to the breaking of bread, and to prayer. So this was the early church. What they said is, we devote ourselves to the apostles' teaching. What is the apostles' teaching? It's the Bible. We have the Bible. That's the letters that the apostles wrote. And the books that the apostles wrote. So they're talking about the Bible. They devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and to fellowship. That they were together, to the breaking of bread and to pray. Just imagine, when we think about fellowship and eating together and spending time together, just imagine how much different it would be if we end off each evening with prayer after playing Settlers till 3 in the morning. Then we'll stand and pray. But if we do that every time, Just imagine how different we would look, how different we would be, how different we would think. Everyone was filled with awe at the many wonders and signs performed by the apostles. That's just amazing for me. They were filled with the Holy Spirit just a while ago. But people experienced God. They saw the gifts of the Holy Spirit, and they were in awe of that. So many times we ask, yes, God, I want to experience, I want to grow in the gifts of the Holy Spirit. But I'm sure as new people came into the house, oh, here's a guy that has a broken leg. Let's pray for him. It's not, I'm going to, December I'm going on missions, and there I will practice the gifts of the Holy Spirit. They did it daily. They prayed wherever they went. Just imagine at some stage the apostles comes walking past and people put people in their shadow and they get healed. That'll be cool if our family looked like that. You agree? But that means we must look like that. All the believers were together and had everything in common. Again, in 5 verses, 6 verses, we just see again that fellowship. They were together. They break bread together. They went. Then they heard in the temple what was said. And the next day, they would be at somebody's house, not just to care, but to, yo, did you hear what he said last night? Because in the temple, this was new. The gospel was new. So this was people that heard it for the first time. So tomorrow you get together, and now the guy that was in the temple brings his entire family that weren't in the temple, for instance. And now you're speaking about it and sharing. And God added to them daily. Just imagine if we were like that. And as I said, I don't want to condemn any one of us. God just wants to say tonight that He wants us to look like this. And He wants to come and do it. Are we willing? Do we want it? We're going to Utrecht. We're moving there, me and my family, end of the year. And last night, it was last night, we just had a get-together for all the people that's thinking of going to Utrecht as well. And it was so amazing. Just coming together, we prayed, we ate together. And then we prayed and worshiped and had communion together. And it's so amazing to see just, I mean, we were 7 people together. One guy brought the tongue. There were 7 or 4 interpretations, people that had the interpretation of the tongue. Prophecy, words. It's just when we focus on God, when we allow God to have our Saturday night where we could have just cried. I like to cry. But when we allow that, when we want that, God comes and He's going to do it. Okay. Then one other characteristic, let me just drink water. I didn't put it up there because then I should have put up the whole X. One other characteristic was people sent people. The apostles went the whole time. They plant. What did they do? Leadership development, disciple making, church planting. That's what they went, and they did it everywhere. And I always thought they came to a new town, preached the gospel for one evening, and then left again. But if you read Acts, you see most of the time they stayed. They stayed and taught the people. Doesn't help, they just shared the gospel and went. So they stayed for a year, they stayed for 2 years. And then some stage, or a lot of times in Acts, you see they must go back. because there was a disagreement at this church or in Jerusalem, and they went to go and teach there again. And they raised up leaders, they discipled people, and they plant churches the whole time. And that's one characteristic I feel that God wants to highlight tonight as well. You know that picture of the tree and the leaves and the branches? It doesn't help. We just have this awesome root system. We need to have branches so that God can use us. We need to go out. And as we start doing it, we're going to grow bigger. I'm almost there. But just imagine this massive old tree standing there. Massive. Beautiful stuff are living in it. Animals are living in it. There's shade. Who's going to walk past it? You know, that's beautiful. I want to get closer to that. And the same picture tonight. You know, as you grow closer to God, as you allow God to use you, to go out, to be sent, to be used by God, He's going to send more and more people to you. Okay. Still awake. How long have I been busy? Normally I end in about 10 minutes or 15 minutes. So I'm surprised. Almost on 20 minutes. That's cool. One other important thing that I feel we must just, or God just wants to highlight tonight, is the difference between being ready and being willing. And we've experienced a couple of times now where people say, no, we can't go on missions, we're not ready yet. Or, no, we can't be sallied now, I'm not ready. And I just want to say to you, you're never going to be ready. But God still wants to use you. If you look at the apostles, I think if you ask them after 3 years when Jesus said He's going to go away now, if they had the option of, no, Jesus, stay another 3 years so that we can learn more, or go, they would have picked, no, I want to stay with Jesus and learn more. But they went. Jesus said, go, and they went. And that's why we are here tonight, because of their obedience. Were they perfect? Not at all. Philip preached about it this morning, last Sunday evening. You can download the sermon about conflict in Acts, in the church, between the apostles. They did not agree about everything. They weren't perfect. And we will never be perfect. But the only way God's kingdom is going to come is if we say yes. So I want to encourage you tonight. Don't wait till you're ready. God wants to use you now. Just the simple thought about discipleship. If you break it down completely, what is discipleship? Discipleship is just, I tell somebody what I know, what God has done in my life. That's the start of discipleship. That's how easy it is. You don't have to be that knowledgeable about the Bible or anything. You can share your testimony. You can make a difference in somebody else's life. You can be used by God. The question is, are you willing?
Yeah. You move mountains when you speak. You give power to the weak. You raise dead men to their feet. You are strong, Lord.
Thank you for listening to this message from Shofar Christian Church. We believe that it was time well spent establishing God's kingdom and proclaiming His glory in your life. For more information, call us on 012-362-1363 or email us at pretoria@shofaronline.org. You may also wish to browse our website at www.shofaronline.org or find us on facebook.com/shofarpretoria.